In Washington, the District of Columbia Boxing and Wrestling Commission will hold a hearing tomorrow on a license application from heavyweight boxer Mike Tyson. Promoters, backed by Mayor Anthony Williams, would like to hold a title fight in June between Tyson and the current champ, Lennox Lewis. But first, the city must grant Tyson a license. And as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, the debate over whether he should get it has D.C. residents and civic leaders duking it out.
Mike Tyson's rap sheet is well known. Jail time in Indiana for rape, suspension from boxing for biting the ear of Evander Holyfield in the ring, anger management counseling after a traffic altercation in Maryland. But at the Round One Gym and Fitness Center in the Washington suburb of Capitol Heights, Adrian Davis is willing to look past all that.
He served his time. He was sentenced, convicted, and served his time. He's a man who paid his debt to society.
Davis is a well-respected boxing trainer in Washington.
Yeah, there you go, four. Pull it hard, real fast, real fast. Good. Very good. That's it.
His gym is adorned with photographs of some of the greats, Rocky Marciano, Sugar Ray Robinson, Joe Louis, men Adrian Davis says you could look up to. He concedes Tyson doesn't fit that category, but says having Tyson fight here would be good for the city.
We need something like this back. Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America, it needs something. And this guy can bring it in here. Why not let him in?
Dwayne Banks, a postal worker who comes here three times a week to work out, makes a similar point.
A lot of athletes are taking as role models, but they shouldn't be anyway. But I don't think it's a bad idea. To me, it's just business, and, you know, the economy needs a boost. So.
Business is one of the strongest arguments fight backers have. They say it could mean anywhere from $6 to $10 million in revenues to the city. It would provide at least a temporary boost to Washington's hotels and restaurants, still suffering from the terrorist attack 6 months ago and the anthrax scare. Michael Brown is vice chairman of the D.C. Boxing and Wrestling Commission.
When you're talking about 4,000 to 5,000 people were laid off in the hospitality industry, and those are most of the people at the bottom rung. These are, you know, bell captains and sky caps and dishwashers, and they need to work again. So we have to weigh all those things.
Local 25 of the Hotel and Restaurant Workers Union represents many of those struggling hospitality industry employees. Executive Director John Boardman says the proposed fight would bring important economic benefits, but at the same time, he admits to having mixed emotions.
Mike Tyson is a barbarian in a barbaric sport. I think there are a lot of institutions and individuals in the city right now that believe that bringing Mike Tyson in will detract from where we've come as a city and where we've come, how we're viewed.
In fact, opposition to the fight is led by a business group, the Washington Board of Trade, along with women's groups and the city's clergy. Terry Lynch is director of the Downtown Cluster of Congregations. He says while Tyson has a right to earn a living, his outbursts should disqualify him for a boxing license.
These are all indicative of a person who still is in need of ministering and healing. This is a person who's not clearly ready for this kind of level of competition. There has to be standards.
Sensitive to that criticism, the Boxing Commission went so far as to have Tyson come in for a psychological evaluation. Alfredo Reyes, visiting a boxing exhibit at a Washington museum, says the very unpredictability of Tyson is part of the draw.
Because you don't know what he's going to do. You don't know what he's going to do, so you expect something crazy is going to happen. So if you like boxing, you would want to come see him, you know. So I would. I bet you Jordan will be there.
Michael Jordan has so far not voiced an opinion on the bout. Even if the Boxing Commission grants Tyson a license, there's still no guarantee a Tyson-Lewis fight would occur here. Organizers have also been talking with officials in Detroit, where gambling revenues may mean a larger purse. Several cities overseas, from Johannesburg to Budapest, say they too would be willing to host the fight. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.